Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mori Nimi Morasi Sheyichyu. We're going to be learning the sugi of Mishakech Dover Echad Mimishnas Val Pitareso, Shemov Rabbi Agona Goldor, Dovi Sakman, Zechet Sadik, Livracha Menachasav, Tzadi Tesam, and Beis. It says, Vamri Shlakish Kol Mishakech Dover Echad Mimitalmuda Over Belav. If a person forgets one thing of his learning, of his Talmud, of his learning, he's over in a lav. Shinamari Shamel Choshmor Nafshcha Meod, Pentishkach Sedvarim. Encourage yourself, encourage yourself very much, lest you forget the words of Rabbi Ovin, etc. As like Rabbi Ovin says, Kol Mokum Shenemer Hishamer Pen Fa'al, Ein Arela Lo Seseh. When it says the words Hishamer, Pen or Al, encourage yourself, lest and don't. These are all the Lashonos of Lo Seseh. So here you have a Lashon of Hishamer, so it's a Lo Seseh. If you forget your learning, Ravinomer Hishamer Pen, Shnei Lavim Ninu. So you have two lavs. You have not only Hishamer in the Pasuk, but you also have Pen. So Mel, it's two lavs. Nachma Yitzchakom Rishloisha lav, and Hishamer Lecho Shmor Nav Shchamot Pen Tishkach. So you have two, you have a Hishamer and a Shmor, it's two. And then a Pen, it's three. Lest. Yachal Filamachmas Onso, says the Gemara. I might think even if it's because of Ones, he forgot his learning time. Alom Pen Yisur Melavavcho, Mesir Melibo Akosav Medaber. No, lest you, because the Pasuk continues, says, lest you remove from your heart. What I'm talking about when somebody actively removes it from your heart. Rav Dostai ben Rav Yana Yomar. Yachal afil tokolav mishnasoi. I might think even if his learning became too strong for him, it was just too much, it was overwhelming. I might think then he's over a lav, or two or three. Tamid loymar rak. So the Pasuk tells you rak only, and that's a miut. That's memai tokolav mishnasoi. Mavur mizeh. That everybody holds is the lab of Shochech Dover Echad Mitalmudo, and the only machlokas is there one, two, or three? Teima la Rambam ve'achinuch that were mashmit legamre this lab, and they don't bring the Yisr on Meshachech Dover Echad Mitalmudo, not in the minyan on mitzvahs, and not in the halachas. It's the chapele. We also don't see the Yisr in the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Chilchus Talmud Torah, Yeridei, Reish Mem Vav. It's an often a Gemara. Nobody argues. So how did this Rishonim not bring it down the halacha? Look at what the Galatanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch. Harav in the country. Achron Reish Paragimel and Rabbi Yochanan Fisher. Parallel Rasag B'Sof Mitzvah Esay Tesvel Vayinsham. This is the Eresh Dekash. Why was it omitted by the Rishonim? So Richo Fil Shapirli asks even more from what the Rambam writes in the first parak of Vilchus Tamatar Alocha Yud. Adei Mosei Chayav Odom Lulmod Adio Moso. How long is a person chayav to learn Torah for? Until he dies. Shenemar Pen Yasuru Milvavcha Kol Yemei Chayecho. Lest you remove from your heart all the days of your life. Dantes gedringen mit darf lernen bis moves. You have to learn ad yom mosa. Chosman shlo yasuk b'limadu shoycheach. And if he's not osek in learning, he's going to forget. Ad kan mi divrei Rambam. So the hedge that the Rambam holds, that these psukim are a warning that a person shouldn't forget, and therefore the Rambam says that you have to learn ad yom mosa, lest you forget. And it's from the words of Pen Yisur Milvavcha Kol Yemei Chayecha. Kol is Gam Ad Yom Moso. How is the Rambam Mashmit? How did the Rambam omit the Lav that it says in the Pasuk of Hishomer Shmor Pen? And that he omits, and he only brings the Kol that you have to learn until your day of death. So he learns that it's talking about not forgetting your learning, but he omits the laugh part. Why? Moreover, we have to understand what the Gra writes in Yeridei Reish Mem Vav Sif Katan Yud that the Makor L'Divrei Rambam. It's Taka the Sugi Menachos that we quoted, and the Mishnah Avos, which hopefully we'll get to. So if Das is the Makor, why did the Rambam omit it? The Gra says his Makor is the Sugi Menachos. So why did the Rambam omit the Sugi Menachos? V'advar Matmiim L'Choyra. Guf Divrei Rambam Perak Aleph Halacha Yud. We have to understand even more. that if it says in this pasuk achiv not to be sheicheach ad yom moisai, sheetzei via Rambam meoto pasuk, so this chiyuv is on chazara and shinun shel dvarim shelamad kedei shelo yishkachem. This is talking about reviewing what you learn in order that you don't forget. But the Rambam says bestoma chayav lumod ad yom moso. And he didn't make a t'nai that it's dafka b'dvarim shekvar lomad. L'chayra, the Rambam says to himself, minei ubei, mimenu ubo. Mitzarecha, the Rambam writes the chiyuv, because as long as you don't osek in learning, you forget. But mitzacheni, the Rambam doesn't say you have to chazer. The Rambam just says learn until yom moso. Ech afshar la'avin etzeh. We also have to understand the etzem hanidon va'atsoyrech. Why do you have to even have a discussion about a chiyuv to learn ad yom moso? Talmud Torah is docha mitzvah kochol shar tariag mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah like all other 613. So just like it's pashut that as long as you're alive, you have to keep the other mitzvahs. V'daf lying in tefillin, v'daf hitting Shabbos, you have to do all the mitzvahs. So it's pashut that you also have to learn Torah. So what's the special chiddush of the Rambam? Oh, the Talmud Torah is until you're dead. B'gufa sugi b'menachas, we have to also understand. It says in Ovis, Perek Yom HaShneches, Rav Dostai Bar Yanai Mishum Meir Oimer, Kol Sheikhech Dov Rechem Mishnasoi, Malo Lava Kosov, Kilo Mischayev B'nafshoi, Shnema Raki Shomer Lecho Shmur Nafshcha Me'oid, And Tishkach has a dvar mishero einecho. Yochel afilu tokfal of mishnasa, tamilor pen yisur mevavcha kol yimecha yecha. Oeinu mischai bat sheyeshev yisir milibu. A person forgets something from his learning. The pasuk considered as if he's mischai b'nafsho, as it says in the pasuk, be very careful, lest you forget the things that you saw with your eyes. I might think even if the learning overwhelms him, tokfal of mishnasa, tamilor pen yisur mevavcha kol yimecha yecha, he's only chai mischai b'nafsho, when he's yeshev, he sits and he's meisir milibo. He purposefully forgets. Well, if he's a tamur l'chayra, so why is the Gemara discussing this question of a person who's overwhelmed by his learning? It says yachal afila machmas onso. And then the Gemara brings the pasuk. Open yasur milavavcha b'mesirim libo akosif medaber. So we see that from the Gemara Menachos that this is a chiddush of Amoraim. Aval harei davar mefurash b'mishna b'pirkei avot. So why is the Gemara bringing what's mefurash in the Mishnah? That was shver to Tosus and Menachos. They were masli yachal afilu machmas onso. They say Mishni b'mesechas avos. If it's a Mishnah, mani don bagmara. Look at what the Rishon Letzion and Avos says. Oblayb mitatzorich iyun ayin sham. Otamor lechayra. The Gemara brings the stai b'rabianai who's memayit from Rak and not from Pen Yisur Melvavcha. But lahedia mea mishnah be'avus. That we learn it from the pasuk of Pen Yasuru. She'eno chayev ad sheyeshev yasuru milibo. So why is he saying different than the mishnah and avus? Ayin b'mar shosha amad b'zeh. It's the same Rav Dostai Rabbi Yanai. Rav Dostai Rabbi Yanai in Ovis says Yochel afilu tokfalav mishnasai upen yasur mevachol koi mechayecha inam ischai bat sheyeshev yasir milibo. You have to actually remove from your heart. That's Rav Dostai Rabbi Yanai in Ovis. And Rav Dostai Rabbi Yanai in the Gemara Menachos learns from Rak. Stochastira in Rav Dostai Rabbi Yanai. Mitzat sheni, if Reb Zeisdaiber, Reb Yana is a Tana, we see he is, because he's brought in the Mishnah Novice. How do Amoraim argue with him in Menachos? And they bring from the other pasuk, Pen Yasuru. Also a wonder. We also have to understand L'chayra Takvala Mishnasai V'shechech Machmas Onso is the same. Like Rashi writes in Avos, Takvah Alav Hainu Sheshach Abal Korcho Mabnei Shechamura Alav. It's really severe for you, so he forgot it Al Korcho. B'cheinu Ravadim Imartanura. Rashi Minachas Zokt Shelo Yochel Hamid Girsoso. He's not able to establish his learning. V'hihi Zal B'zach Takvah Alav Mishnaso. The Re in Pirkei Avos in Yona writes, if he forgot it, Machma Zikna, or Machma Sonis Acher, either old age it happens, or other onus. So writes the Maharshan, Menachos, and when Tosa says that it's a Mishnah Novice, when it says Yochel Machmas Onso, Yochel Machmas Onso, I might think if you forgot it all its own ass, it's the Mishnah Novice. Yeah, but that's not what it says in the Mishnah Novice. The Mishnah Novice is Yochel Afilu Takvah Alav Mishnaso. The Dant is gittering in, Kan Mashma, that it's the same thing. Takvah Alav Mishnaso and Machmas Onso is the same thing, according to Tosfos, and therefore they say it's a Mishnah Novus. Then what's Pshat in the Gemara? Yachal filo machmas onso. And then the words of Rav Dostoy in the Mishnah Gemara, it says Yachal filo takfalov mishnaso. It's the same thing. So why were they Mishana B'Lashon? Moreover, in the Pashtus HaSugya, it's Mashmah Rav Dostoy. The Gemara brings him in Nachas, the Hemshech L'Divrei Gemara L'Machmas Shacha L'Gabi Shachach Machmas Onso. First, the Gemara says it's me'apasuk pen yasuru milvavcha, and then he says from the miyud of rak. So since they're talking about the same thing, why do we have a different lashon? So weird. Also, in the Gemara Menachos and the Mishnah Novus seem to be talking about the same thing. So why do they use different lashonos? That the Mishnah Novus says kol sheicheach davar echad mimishnaso, and the Gemara says call him a shakech davar echad mitalmudo. Also in the Gemara, it says a lashon of mishakeach, and in the Mishnah shaycheach. So you have in the Mishnah shaycheach and mishnaso, and you have in the Gemara Shlokish mishakeach and talmudo. It's a bevaday tzarich lavin. Also in the Gemara it says, "Achi yeshev." In the Mishnah it says, "Achi yeshev enu chayv achi yeshev v'yisira milibo." The Gemara doesn't say yeshev misira milibo. Lashon of the Gemara is Ad Sheye. The Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara, is Be Mesirim Belibo Akasuv Medavir. Lashon of the Mishnah is Ad Sheye Shevi Mesirim Belibo. Different Lashonos. Calls it Tzarech Biu Rav. We also have to understand the Mishnah itself. It's at Echad, it's before the Mishnah, that the Petur is only B'takva Lav Mishnasa. It's only if you're overwhelmed, then you're Pater. But then it says that you're only Chayev at Sheyeshev Yisir Milibo. You have to actively remove it from your heart. There's a long distance between Takva Lav Mishnasa and Yeshev Yisir Milibo. So which one is it? Is it only if you're Pater if it overwhelmed you? You're only, or you're... Your putter, not only if it overwhelmed you, your putter until the point where you yeshev yasir milibo. Then you're chayiv. If it's the only putter for your takfal of mishnasa, so as long as it's not takfal of mishnasa, chayiv. But if it's the only chayiv until yeshev yasir milibo, then you have to mamish go so far and you have to actively remove it from your heart. Which one is it? For Omar al Zahmaral, Perish Derechaim Ba'avis, Otum, if it's Onus, it's Onus. Onus Rech, of course. So what's the Shaila B'cha? Why would it here be any different? Rabbi Yonah writes in Avis, Onus Rech Manapatre. Onus Rech Manapatre is a Torah and Kol HaTorah Kula. So, what's the chiddush here that you're putter when it's onus? Always putter when it's onus. In the Shulchan Aruch of the Balatanya, the Rav Balatanya, in Hilchos Tamei Torah, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, he explains the sinya legabe she'enoi chayev, ela kishenis atzel lachzor al limudo karo'oi. Person's chayev, if he's lazy, doesn't chazer. But if it's machmas onso, how does he define onus? Not like we're being a Yonah, they zikno, they onus acher. He defines onus as Torah the harbe beparnasasa. Got a lot of parnasa to deal with. A big job, not 9 to 5, 7 to 11. Not in the morning, 7 in the morning, 11 at night. Big job. And you don't have time to learn, you're Torah. Then you're namischayv benavsho. So you could say that in such an instance, there's no p'tur of onus of kol HaTorah kula. It's a special p'tur from the pasuk of Rak. The Rishonim didn't learn that way. They learned Legabe Onis Mamish, and then it goes into the Torah of Kol HaTorah Kula. So what do you need a special pasuk for? In fact, the Taisus Yantav brings the Medrash Shmuel. That if a person is Tarad B'Mizonos, like the Rav Balatanya says, he's chayiv. I like the Rav Balatanya wanted a patur. And the only patur of onus is onus of the Shokol HaTorah Kula. He's mamish onus. Extenuating circumstance, he couldn't. But having to work too much isn't an excuse. And to conclude our Meseches of Kashes, in the Mara Mekoymes, the Ha'aros, B'Shulchan Aruch, Harav, is Mitzayin, the Divrei Rashi, the Baruchas Chesam at Beis, Dibur Masla Machmas Einsoy. Rashi writes, and what the Gemara says, Yizaru B'Zokin, Shishachach Tamud Machmas Einsoy. The Hainu Shechola, what's the onus he got sick? Or Nidra B'Doichak Mizonos, he's Torud because of the Doichak HaMizonos. So therefore be careful about his Zokin who forgot his learning out onus. So the onus here is Nidra B'Doichak Mizonos. L'chayr, it's Mefurish G'divrei HaShulchan Aruch HaRav. That's what the person who wrote the Ma'ar Makom Yisrael Shulchan Aruch HaRav thought. However, if you're Medayik in Lashon Rashi, it's not a special heter if it's Machmas Tirdas Mizanos, that he's too busy working. But rather, it's Merami's to what it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chafav and Beis Machshavim O'elis Afilu Divrei Torah. Rashi says that Daigas Haleva Mizanosav La Shel Adam Mehanya L'Shakech Limuda. Person's worried about his food, about his parnasa, makes him forget his learning. So he's a chisaron in parnasa, he has this daiga. Sometimes these daigas come to a person, it's hard to push them away. Lev yoidei amaris nafshay. So machmas this tirda yushochech tamuda. And we have no tainus on him, and therefore you have to be nisar b'chvoto, you have to be worried about, careful about his honor. So it emerges that b'chai gavna is mamish onis, b'al korcho mikoch da'goso. And if that's the case, if it's a regular extenuating circumstances, you're overwhelmed, there's nothing you could do, onis, so that already goes into the category of onis kol tarakula. So why do you need a special pasuk here, a special limit here? Pashit. Onus is always pater. It's a shenny we have to understand. Why did Rashi only write this inyan of Tirdas Mizonos only in the Sugya and Brachas? Why didn't he write it in the Perish HaMishnah and the Sugya and Menachas? Could have mentioned it in Avos, he could have mentioned it in Menachos. There he didn't. But with Prat, that in the Sugya Menachos, we bring the member of Yizar B'Zakin Shach Tamud the Machmas Onso. This match with the Shaychus between the Zakin Shach Tamud the Machmas Onso, and then Vayter in the Sugya talks about forgetting your learning. And Rashi doesn't mention anything there about the Doichuk Mizonos. So why does Rashi omit it in Menachos and only mention it in Brachos? If you're going to say that the Lashon of the Mishnah is Takfal of Mishnasa, and that's not Mashima that a person forgot it because of Docha Kamizonos, because he's worried about his Mizonos, so Hagufakasha, so why does it say this Lashon and not the Lashon tell us that regular onus is Pater? So we have here a whole slew of kashes, and B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue in the next shir. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim, and we will hopefully see some light in this sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.